Now funding on Kickstarter, a brand new set of Halloween mask pins, vintage style pins designed by me, Neon. Check it out at Halloween.ninja. That's Halloween.ninja. So according to Deserto, a streamer is claiming that Microsoft deleted his account and 25 years of data after his account got hacked. Joshua Kane or Joshua Kane says he lost Xbox games he spent thousands of euros on, and also his son's baby pictures. We're going to go out and take a look at this. And this is kind of the new reality, right? As everything goes to digital, if your life is digital, you can lose your life, right? I mean, you can have all of your stuff taken, you can have your games taken, and this is why people are fighting so hard against Sony right now, that they want to make everything digital, because this kind of stuff is prone to happen. Or they could just decide, hey, we don't want to support this stuff anymore that you paid money for. We're tired of keeping this 25-year-old game on the server. It takes up space. But let's look into why he lost access to all of his stuff, and if Microsoft is going to do anything about it. So before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, if you'd like more Clownfish TV, go out to our website, more.clownfishtv.com, for more podcasts and episodes you will not find here on YouTube, and also the audio version. If you go out to Clownfish TV Podcasts, you can listen to the audio version of Clownfish TV. You can find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a follow over there. Please give us a like. It helps us out. Thank you very much for that. All right, let's get into it. This is why you are here. Deserto said, yeah, Microsoft deleted his account and 25 years of data. So let's go out to the article. Let's see. Microsoft is facing fresh criticism over its handling of user accounts after another customer claimed the company permanently deleted their Microsoft account. The report comes shortly after Microsoft faced backlash over another high-profile account recovery case where an Xbox player successfully won a lawsuit against the company after claiming they had been locked out of their account. Now, another Microsoft user has come forward with claims that their account has been permanently deleted, costing them thousands in digital purchases as well as years of personal files, including photos of their son as a baby. So, yeah, do you really want to fire all those people, Microsoft? They're probably doing it with AI. Okay, so streamer Joshua Kane shared the situation on X, claiming Microsoft deleted both his account and associated OneDrive storage even after confirming he was the account's owner that had been compromised. In the past, he wrote, Microsoft deleted my account in OneDrive after acknowledging that I'm the owner of the account and it was compromised. 25 effing years of data, thousands of euros spent on games, my son's baby pictures all gone. Dude, you didn't back your son's baby pictures up? I'm just saying. I'd back those up. He continued, all because Microsoft couldn't bring back a compromised account. One of the biggest companies ever couldn't do that. So they just deleted that shit like it was nothing. Effing shame on you. So here's the Microsoft customer support email that Joshua got, probably generated by AI, if I had to guess. Greetings, Joshua. At Microsoft, safeguarding your account is a top priority. We have thoroughly investigated the account and billing activity associated with your Microsoft account. Based on this review, we've confirmed that unauthorized access occurred. Okay. And during the investigation, we discovered that the security information on your account had been changed. Due to our strict security protocols and the terms outlined in the Microsoft Service Agreement, we are unable to modify or restore the security settings once they've been updated. To prevent further misuse, we have permanently suspended your account. This action is irreversible and ensures that your data remains protected. Wait a minute. We permanently suspended the account. The action is irreversible and ensures that your data remains protected. How is your data remaining protected if you can't access your fucking data because the account has been suspended? Like, is this like the movies where you have to go to the lockbox in Switzerland or something, like the Microsoft lockbox in Washington, and you go in and like all your data is just sitting on a bunch of floppy disks or something in a drawer? I mean, how the hell are you supposed to get your data from Microsoft if you can't access your account? If you use this account for Minecraft, we regret to inform you that game cannot be recovered. Oh my God, that's the bigger issue than losing your baby pictures. A new purchase will be required on a newly created account. We understand this may be disappointing and sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. We understand that we just bent you over and we gave it to you without any lube, but we apologize for the inconvenience there, Josh. Additionally, if you had files stored in OneDrive, those files are no longer accessible. Due to encryption and privacy safeguards, even our engineers cannot retrieve them. While this outcome may not be ideal, it is necessary to ensure your personal data does not fall into the wrong hands. We wouldn't want you to have access to your own personal data. Wow. We recommend that you create a new account. Thank you for your understanding and patience during the investigation of your account. How the hell are you supposed to get your data? We're going to keep your data secure, but also you have no access to your data. But we're keeping it safe for you. But you can't access it. You have to create a new account. I don't understand how this works. Did I miss something in this? So Joshua Kane tagged in Asha Sharma. For everyone that comes in with a shitty comment, that's all on me, even though the security could be tighter from my side, lessons learned. It bothers me that the most Microsoft says is that they cannot recover my account and suspend it. That is weird. Also, as fucked up as it is, I lost my shit on OneDrive. Yeah, those lessons are learned. But do not forget that thousands of euros are gone down the drain as I've lost all my games. Also, this is the future, guys. This is what happens when everything goes digital. I'm just saying. This is what PlayStation wants for you. This is what they want for you. Oh, yeah, we can just push a button and nuke your account. And, oh, hey, it doesn't matter if you've spent like $10,000 on games over the years. 25 years of games, that's a lot of money. Oh, well, I know it's an inconvenience. I know it's disappointing to lose all your games, but this is what could happen, guys. That one guy says, honestly, they could recover. They choose not to because they don't give a shit about their user base. They never have. It's a massive company about selling your info to the highest bidder. So when you lose your shit, they figure you'll just remake new and shell out all the money to reclaim it. Profits. Sorry to hear this happen to you. There we go. I lost 25 years of data. You have backups, right? Right? As fucked up as the situation is, you actually made me laugh. Yeah, something like baby pictures, something like that, like, I think you should have. And again, I'm not trying to pile on this guy at all. The games I get, some of the stuff I get, but like baby photos, that's some pretty important stuff. I would have backups of those. We have hard copies and digital copies of all of our kids' pictures. Dude, sue them like the Brazilian guy. Yeah, so this, I heard about this too. Yeah, an Xbox player in Brazil sued Microsoft after his account was hacked and locked, and Microsoft told him to make a new account and buy his games again. The court ordered Microsoft to restore his old account and pay him $400. I'm tired, bro, but I'm this close to doing it. There should be a class action lawsuit because this guy has a platform. If he's a streamer, he's got a platform. If he's on social media and it's getting picked up by Deserto and all that. There are a lot of people out there that probably don't have the platform that he has, that this has probably happened to them too. And they just kind of sucked it up and said, well, I just, pay another $30 for Minecraft or whatever. But 25 years, that's a lot of data, right? And this is what I'm talking about. This, all your stuff could disappear tomorrow. If everything goes digital, and that's what they want. Imagine using OneDrive. Yeah, I actually have OneDrive turned off on all of our computers because it's sneaky. OneDrive is very, very sneaky. And also like will kill your bandwidth because it's always backing up from other computers or whatever. So this guy's going to look into this lawsuit. Let's look at this here. This has come from Windows Central. Xbox fan successfully sues Microsoft for blocking his entire game library. Maybe that's what it takes. So this is Ordo Liberal. He found out the hard way back in April 6th, Microsoft was hacked. His Microsoft account was hacked and promptly suspended by Microsoft as the IT team determined it was unrecoverable by policy. This is the first time we've seen reports of this at Windows Central. Microsoft's policies for restoring accounts are often incredibly flimsy. Getting in touch with the right support services can be a Kafka-esque nightmare of AI bots and outsourced customer service layers. Gee, I wonder where all those people are from. I want to talk about that here real quick because that is happening all over the place. I was just talking to my wife about hosting. We actually changed our web host for some of our websites. It was about 2 years ago now. And we had a hell of a time getting customer support with this host that we'd been using for years. I mean, we had these people for years, but they got sold. And then it was all AI chatbots and people from a certain country. When you finally get a human, you get this person that really doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. It's not because they're from a certain country. It's because they hired cheap people who don't know what they're talking about. Now, this company that we were hosting with, for years, the people there were very, very knowledgeable. Like part of the reason we paid through the nose for hosting. I mean, our hosting bills at one point in time with our websites, I'm not talking the Clownfish sites, whatever, the other sites that we did that actually got, you know, a decent amount of traffic, we were paying thousands of dollars per month in hosting. But these people knew their stuff. And part of the reason that we paid them, because we could have gone with a cheaper host or had a private server or something ourselves. But the reason we went with them is like they were on it. Like I could, if our site was taken down, these guys would have it backed up within like 5 to 10 minutes. It was crazy. And we had that happen. We had DDoS attacks a couple of times. We had some crazy stuff happen, but they were very, very good. And then they got sold and I missed the memo when they got sold. Like I do remember seeing the graphics change, but I didn't think much of it. I'm like, it's just a brand refresh. No. They got sold. And then the new owner just decided, hey, let's just use AI chatbots and Indian customer support or whatever. And you're not talking to people that actually work with websites every day. You're talking with somebody who's been given a script or something, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. But we're going to charge the same price. We're going to charge the same inflated price that you were supposed to have this managed hosting. So, yeah, I mean, this is going on all over the place. And I keep telling my kids, like, before the pandemic, things, I swear to God, were not this shitty. And ever since the pandemic, like, everything has been shit. Like every company now, it's shit to deal with any company. It's shit to deal with the electric company. It's shit to deal with the gas company. It's shit to deal with the telephone company because you cannot get a human anymore. And it's gotten so much worse. But that was my detour. I digress. But this guy, yes, sued him and won. Now he got $400. I mean, that's not, you know, but hey, he won. He got his stuff back. Maybe this guy needs to look into that. As a German, I say, who's so stupid to only use cloud backup reminder? What about my games I purchased? Yeah, that's the thing. Like if you purchase those games. So I think that's the bigger issue here. Like you can chastise this guy for losing his data that he should have had backed up someplace else. His baby pictures or whatever it was. Right. But he lost access to his games and they're like, well, we're sorry for the inconvenience. The same thing is going to happen with PlayStation. The same thing is eventually going to happen with Nintendo, hopefully not Steam, but as long as your game or your data only exists on their server, there's always a possibility that they could lock you out of your account and you will no longer have access to the things that you supposedly purchased, right? But you're renting. It's the landlord changed the locks on you. You didn't, well, they'll say you didn't pay the rent, but you did pay the rent. They found some other violation. You know, maybe they think you smuggled a dog into the apartment or something and they changed the locks on you and that's it. And you have no recourse. So that's, I mean, this is an eye-opening situation. I think this is another reason to hate the all digital future that we're careening toward. I'm going to wrap it up. Please subscribe, guys. We'll talk later. Now funding on Kickstarter, a brand new set of Halloween mask pins, vintage style pins designed by me, Neon. Check it out at halloween.ninja. That's halloween.ninja.